Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Great. This is just great. I love being forced to take an exam no one was prepared for, and with a human lab partner to boot. I'm sure you'll get along swimmingly, Nightfawn. Don't succubi always get along with everyone? Talk about stereotypes, stupid teacher. Nothing. I was just reciting some notes. All you need to do is pry the epidermis and locate the poison gland. You can do that, can't you? I mean, I hope I don't get sent to the infirmary because my lab partner didn't care to know the difference between the different anatomies of poison frogs. Look, this whole experiment is a complete waste of time. Anyone can extract a few drops of poison and mix it with some arbitrary expensive plant. Plus, succubi are already constantly leaking aphrodisiac juices. What use would I have for some weak sauce love potion? Trick question. The answer is, I don't. I don't need the potion. I don't want to do this, and I don't want to be your lab partner. Got it? God, I swear when I get out of this dumb academy, I'll show Mother I'm more than a lesser demon. I should have been a greater demon at least. I'll make her see. I'm the one that will inherit the throne, not my sisters. Those bitches think they... What? You're... done. But that... There's no way a human can make a compound potion so fast. What I'm trying to say is I may have underestimated you. Yes, I doubted you. And look, I know we started off on the wrong foot, but I'm sorry. I let my stress get in my head, and I didn't mean to treat you like a lesser being for it. Let's just start over, okay? Good. My name's Nightfawn. I'm your lab partner for this exam. I'm happy to meet you, too. Now, how do you know all this stuff? I was under the impression that humans usually frowned upon dissection and potion making. Unless you really are that human everyone's been talking about. I see. I mean, I saw your bracelet, but I never believed the stories, and... Well, I guess you really are as cute as they say you are. To think I judged you so quickly is ironic for me, especially. Trust me, you don't want to hear me talk about all that boring shit. Plus, we'll get in trouble if we keep this up. Yeah, I can see the teacher is busy with a student right now, but... Fine, I've always been a people pleaser. It makes me all tingly inside when I get told I do a good job. And the older I get, the more demanding people became. It was getting harder and harder to find any joy in what I was doing. I felt like a failure, you know? Like no matter what I did, it wouldn't amount to anything because people always saw me as just another dumb succubus. and then I get sent to the STEM Academy against my will, all because my mother said she wanted me to make something of myself. Like I needed to pretend to be someone else, and like I was interested in different things to prove I was worth anything. I'd built up so much resentment for this place and my mother over the years, and I guess it just started bleeding into everything else. And made me form prejudices I never meant to have, and for that I am truly sorry. I know I just said, can we start over, but can we start over for real this time? I mean, can you teach me what you know? And maybe we could get to know each other a little better? No, really, I mean it. I mean, you can take the lead for the exam. I've always had an issue with my pride and actually listening to people, so maybe it's time to change all that. Help me broaden my horizons. Plus, it's not like it'll be that hard to pay attention to you. You're exactly my type. Please? Oh, please. I promise to be a good girl. Just give me a chance. You'll do it? Thank you. Now, what do you need me to do? Stand up. Okay. Now what? Get in front of you? Like this? I'm not sure the teacher will like seeing me squeezed between you and the desk. You're awfully close. What's next? Hey! What? What are you doing? We're in the middle of class, not a nightclub. You can't just grind against. Look, I know I said I was into you and all, but is this really the place? A cloaking spell. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised you know that much about how succubi operate, but don't look at me like that. Stop those roaming hands. No matter how warm and nice they feel. Ugh, fine. If that's what it takes for you to teach me, I'll fuck you. During class. Out in the open. Where all these people are just sitting there unaware. Fine. Just give me a second, okay? Hide our forms from prying eyes, and let us become one. Silence our pleasured cries until our deed is done. Okay. I've cast a simple cloaking spell. And if our movements aren't too abrupt, then all they see is us focused on our lab work. God, you work fast. I can see how you've become one of the school's top students. Very efficient hands. Here, lift me up so I can sit on the desk. That's it. Just pull my skirt up and hey, those aren't ordinary panties. If I wasn't wearing them, the whole room would slowly fill with my scent. And then everyone in here would get aroused. And I'm not exactly trying to start a class-wide orgy, so just God, just thinking about it. Everyone hyper-focused on us. Every girl soaking wet, their heated gazes fixed on us while we Wait. Are you really sure about this? Fine. But don't say I didn't warn you. If the teacher starts rubbing her thighs together, it's not on me. Stop teasing me and just take your cock out already. Trust me, I don't need any foreplay. Just shut up and give me your dick. Oh, fuck. No, I meant to fuck me. Dig me down like I know you've been desperate to do. I don't want any of this outer course shit. Fuck, but it does feel good. Your dick's all wet and coated in my pussy juices, and it keeps hitting my clit every time you slide against me. This isn't fair. I want to get fucked. Please. Please just fuck me. Feels like my brain is melting. Fuck me, please, 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 just fuck me. Fuck. Fuck. I don't want to be too loud, please. Fuck. I'm gonna be so rough. Oh, fuck. I can't hold my bones. Fuck. Fuck it. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's this human cock. Oh, what's happening to me? What are you doing to me? Fuck. I can't be. I'm already close to my limit. I can't take much more, please. My leg is shaking. Oh, God. Everyone, they're staring. The spell still works, right? I have no clue. I can't believe I'm gonna cum my brains out while the whole class stares in envy. Can't help but squeeze on your cock. Please, please say you're happy that you're pounding me, pussy. I'm happy too. Tell me you've been a good girl. Tell me I'm a good girl, please. Yeah, I'm your good girl. I want you to come inside your good girl, please. Please give me your thumb. I deserve it. Haven't I been a good girl? I do. I want all your lust spilling deep inside me. Please, 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 please. I held it back. I have to. I'm gonna go. I'm going. Come inside me, please. Fuck, that's right. Yeah. Fuck. Spell didn't break because I certainly did. Why are you holding the beaker between my legs? I can see that. You don't need to finger me to get our mixed liquids out. You came so much, it's all just flowing out of me. Succubus pussy juice is a powerful aphrodisiac, but adding human cum is untested. It could be very potent, but could also give us the top score. I gotta say, I'm impressed. We probably shouldn't be doing this again during class, though. You could maybe drop by my dorm instead. I'm sure my roommate won't mind having you visit. Or stay over. I doubt you can take on two succubi. She wears a pink bracelet, just like mine. And for the record, I don't care about this academy, but I know about these trials. About your bracelet. If what I heard over the years is true, then I'll support you. I will. And I'll make sure the other succubi are on board, but you have to help me convince my mother that the throne belongs to me. The Founder's own blood has a lot of sway in Monster Girl politics. Ugh. I don't care how you convince her, just scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. We both stand to gain a lot from this, and I'm not just talking about an A in monster science. Excellent. Now we should probably clean up and act natural before the spell dissipates. I'll let you know where my dorm is tomorrow. Then I'll show you how much of a good girl I really am.